Yeah, I did. I moved the my gas ran underground under the concrete out to my garage, and I also had the feeder coming back into the house out in the garage through underground conduit, and I moved all that to the back of the house and got the new generator. And in fact, we lost power last night for a couple hours, and I went and fired it up. I was like, I came home with El Charo's, and I came home to a dark house, and I went, power's out, and I'm like, oh, goody. So I ran out back, fired it all up, plugged in, worked like a charm. The thing doesn't even, I mean, I can't even tell when circuits are going on and off. The other one, when I used to, like, you know, when I used to first turn it on, you could hear it go, you know, with like just, you could hear that inrush, and then you could hear it stabilize, and because I was running two refrigerators and the blower motor off the furnace, and the blower motor off the furnace kicked on because, you know, it's still being used for the air conditioning, and this one here, you know, I heard the blower motor for the air conditioning kick on, even though the air isn't covered by it. You know, both refrigerators, you know, everything. I've got two extra circuits on this one that I didn't have before because I went from a 6 to a 10 circuit panel, and I never heard the thing so much as change pitch. It just hummed along. So now I wanted to try the coffee maker and the microwave. I have tried the coffee maker, and again, it didn't even hiccup. And but since then, I've added the microwave circuit in. Anywho, all done, and very happy. Now just we got to hope that the thing gives me the same kind of service and longevity that the old one did.